Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into the SSBN Network, home of the hottest host in online radio. And for the next 4 hour, you're about to keep it real hot and fresh. So get ready.
What's up, everybody? It's Ty. It's that time again to keep it real hot and freaking fresh every single Monday night with your boy D-Fly. What's up, everybody? Coming live from New York City, but this is the SSBN station for you right here. Y'all know how I do. I keep it hot, I keep it real, and tonight I'm going to keep it fresh. You hear me? I'm so glad that everybody is here tonight. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you're ready. Well, I'm going to have a good night. I'm going to get into some hot topics for you, really hot topics, that is, and it's going to be a mess. You won't believe what is going on. But then again, whenever it comes to the life of celebrities, you probably will believe it, so you know how that goes. But anyway, everybody, welcome to the show. I'm going to go ahead and let you know it's 9:06 right now, p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're rocking it out, keeping it real hot and fresh with your boy Z-Fly. I'm so glad that everybody is here tonight. And guess what? Tonight, I have a very, very good show for you tonight. Tonight, you know that I've been doing Featured Artist Month and all that kind of good stuff. And I always like to bring just music, you know what I'm saying? Because music is really, you know, like, if you really think about it, music is really one thing that runs the world, you know? I mean, if you really think about it, people, we all have some type of music in our daily life. You know, if it's listened to the radio, if it's listened to on TV, you know, there's music that comes on TV. If we're just humming, you know, just the little things makes a sound, you know, because music is like a sound is music. You know what I'm saying? Like the sound of music, you get it? You know, so it's just all kinds of music. So tonight I'm bringing you some hot music. Well, actually, a fresh interview, actually, from an Irish band. I have the manager tonight. His name is James Mahan. And he's going to be talking about this new hot Irish band that he's managing. And I want to tell you right now, I can't wait to speak with him because the interview is going to be really hot. It's going to be amazing. I have Irish on the Keeping It Raw and Fresh Show, people. So that's coming up in a little bit. But right now, we're going to get into some really hot topics, okay? Because there are some things that's going on that's been happening lately that I really got to talk about. So let's get into some really hot topics, okay? Let's get it cracking. All right, but that's right. Tonight we're talking about really hot topics. So now, as y'all know, that Kim Kardashian got married. Kim Kardashian got married. Now, I know some of you people are tired of hearing this story, you know, but it wouldn't be real hot first if we didn't talk about Kim here on the show. So now she got married, but, you know, we're not actually going to talk about her and her wedding or whatever. We're actually going to talk about some of the guests that was at her wedding and how exactly did they get invited there, you know. But that's a big mystery in itself to get her getting married. Let's talk about some of the guests. Now, just real quick, for some of y'all who may not know that she actually got married, because you may not care, you know, but it is a possibility. She actually married Chris Humphries, and he's a guy that, you know, I don't think he's really important. However, there was 400 people that actually attended this wedding, and tonight I'm going to be telling you exactly how some of them got invited. Now, some of the guests included like Lindsay Lohan and Demi Lovato, but there was a lot of craziness that went on at this wedding. So let me just get into it. So Ryan Seacrest and Julianne Hough. Now, American Idol and KISS FM host wears another hat as executive producers of you know, Entertainment Tonight, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Now, with Ryan Seacrest, he also attended Khloe Kardashian's nuptials to Lamar Odom. Now, Seacrest, of course, he brought along his girlfriend, who is Julianne Hough, as his plus one. Now, they're not too crazy. You know, they were pretty good. You know, pretty good. I actually like Ryan Seacrest. He's pretty good. He's pretty nice. So, nothing crazy about him. However, Eva Longoria and boyfriend Eduardo Cruz was there. Now, the longtime pals hang out all the time, but they even got ringed together for this year's Grammy Awards. Now, Longoria, she brought along Cruz as her date, and they sweetly kept close all night. So they were definitely in the Kardashians' wedding. Now, Demi Lovato, now, the two of them met. Now, her and Kim, they met at a White House Correspondents Association dinner and have remained very close. Now, Kardashian was there for her in time for all types of stuff, like, you know, they was treated for emotional and physical issues. And also Mark Ballas and Cheryl Burke. The bride asked her former Dancing with the Stars partner to help out with some of the moves, you know, for the first dance. And it was only fitting that, you know, he was invited to the bash to see his work in action. So, you know, that was kind of but, you know, the thing about some of these people are, like, a lot of people didn't think that they know each other. Like, for example, like these next three, Ciara, Brittany, and Lala Anthony. Now, Brittany is Brittany Gastineau. Okay, I don't know if you know her, but all of the Kardashians, BFFs, now Ciara. Now, when I'm talking about Ciara, the singer, I didn't know she was close with the Kardashians, you know? I mean, a BFF at that. They made it to her special day, and Brittany Gastineau even walked away with a special parting gift, which was the bouquet. So I guess we know who's going to be getting married next. Now, here are some crazy people. Now, you know, you got to have some crazy people at the wedding. You got Lindsay, Ali, and Dina Lohan. Now, they're actually old friends of the family through good times and bad. Now, the Kardashian clan has always been there to support them. Now, Kim and Lindsay have been pals since 2007, just in case y'all didn't know. And Lindsay was on hand for the bridal shower. But that's kind of weird, right? Serena Williams, she was there. Serena, the two of them, Kardashian, Kim Kardashian and Serena Williams, they have been friends for years. I didn't even know that. For years, and Williams promised the bride tennis lessons as her gift to stay in shape for Humphrey. Now, we both know that Kim Kardashian, she's not going to stay in shape. She's not going to do the tennis lessons because she doesn't do that. That's just my bad opinion. Don't listen to me. Okay, but some more people who was there was Vera Wang. Vera Wang, everybody, the designer, and Lorraine Schwartz. They dressed the bride in couture and diamonds, and these two A-list fashion ladies were on hand as guests and also to help with any last-minute fashion disasters, but thankfully there wasn't any. I can't believe that. And last but not least, there was Larsa and Scottie Pippen. You know, they also knew the Kardashian, who was so tight with the Real Housewives of Miami star. She's one of the best friends. And also, Pippen and Humphreys have a thing or two in common. Like, Pippen, he was the basketball star for the Chicago Bulls. So, you know, they have a few things in common. Kim Kardashian, she's now married. You know, I don't know what y'all think about that. Let me know on my Facebook, okay? www.facebook.com/realhotfresh. What do you think about Kim Kardashian marriage? I mean, did it just kind of come out of the blue? And also, do you think it's going to last? Like, really, do you really think that this marriage is going to last? Don't tell me here. Call and let me know what you think. 646-200-3136. Let me know if you think that Kim Kardashian marriage is going to last. All right, everybody. This has been some really hot topics with Kim Kardashian. Everything always seems to be about Kim Kardashian, and now that she's married, it's really going to be about her. But you know, I guess this show is no different. However, we're going to get into some hot music for you, and I have a very special guest coming up in a few minutes. James Mahone of Irish Band, also known as, will be here, and he's going to be talking all about the band and what's going on and exactly how they're making their start here in America. You don't want to miss it. But let's hear some Chili. Miss Chili, she's telling us how some guys can be so dumb. This is Real Hot Fresh with you. Dumb.
Jump ropes and mud pies. Since I'm a sense mother, may I was only tame until he tried me like the lame man. I don't know why.
He wears what I got, he won't hit spot, but I
think not. Boy, get a clue, you season, no, I continue. You try to block me, you gotta be a dumb, dumb, dumb. Been through too much to lose this, cause I'm number one. You and me could have been like Nintendo. You try to block me.
Out of me.
Before I get a clue.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show, Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh. You know how I do. Now, tonight I have a very special guest for you tonight. Now, Science is Cold Records and working on their debut album, which is due in spring 2012. They're also known as, I can't believe I got it right, but I did, also known as Got Together Summer of 2010, and they started recording in mid-July of 2011. Now, they're on their way to playing at many festivals all summer long in 2012, so you definitely want to stick around for this. But here tonight to tell us all about more of this inspiring band is the Irish radio DJ and TV presenter himself, and also their manager, James Mahan. Now, James, that's your name right.
It's absolutely perfect.
Mahan? Okay.
Most people have gotten it wrong since we've been here, and we went to Los Angeles in January.
Really?
And it was Mahone, it was Capone.
Capone.
It was Mahoney.
Mahoney.
But you got it just right?
I got it right, all right. All right, everybody, so this is the web review and also online live view of the interview with also known as manager. So let's get this started. Now, I'm pretty sure most of y'all are wondering, also known as, where did that name come from? What does it mean?
It's essentially AKA, spelled the way a 6-year-old would say it.
Mm-hmm.
So ALSONONAZ. And we wanted something that when you Googled it,
mm-hmm.
there would be nothing else.
Really?
Or when you searched for it on YouTube, there'd be nothing else.
Yeah.
Because a lot of band names, like say you've got a band called Avenue, or you've got something similar to say, even Green Day, if you Google Green Day, a lot
right.
of other things come up besides Green Day.
Right.
We wanted them to be marketable and they would work for promotions. And it was easier. I've done radio for 3 years, and we're used to getting bands with bizarre names sending in demos that you never forget. And when they sent in their demo, we weren't going to forget them very easily because we couldn't pronounce it for the
right.
game.
So unique is definitely the name of the game. Very unique. Okay, so with this band, they're an Irish band, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Irish band. And they're actually doing very, very well for themselves. I mean, very brilliant. I looked at some of, you know, just their success, and I was really amazed. For example, they already have like a regular slot at the top of the Irish MySpace charts, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Also, they've been selling out all of their shows. Selling out all of the shows. They just started in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So where are some of the places that they actually played so far?
They played in the Hillgrove, which is a small venue,
mm-hmm.
In the south of Ireland, and they played with Snow Patrol, who I believe have made it over here and charted with this. What's the song they had?
Snow Patrol.
They're another Irish band.
You put me on the spot, y'all.
I know.
But I believe you. They had a good song, right?
And we've also played in France. We just did 2 gigs in France last week.
Now, how was that, playing in France?
Very different to what we expected, because they're not as mad and as lunatic-y as
mm.
people are in Ireland for music. But the whole idea with the band was to make a large venue feel like a small venue, to make the audience feel like they were just in a sitting room,
right.
or just in someone's kitchen, listening to a band playing, and it worked very, very well. We just eased into it slowly. They played a chateau in France in the Alps, and it worked out very, very well because the acoustics were fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite an eye-opening experience for the band to see that they originally came with a lead singer who was recording in a trailer,
right.
In a field on the side of a mountain in the west of Ireland, and it was just him, and he'd come out of rehab after 3 years of alcohol addiction and drug addiction, and he was still only 21, 22, and he was recording and writing songs late at night in his trailer,
mm-hmm.
Off recording equipment he had borrowed and had got money from for loans, and essentially these songs were coming out,
mm-hmm.
and he was putting up on his MySpace page. And he got a few of the local musicians together, and they kept on beating the likes of Beyonce and Rihanna in the Irish MySpace charts,
mm-hmm.
with no promotion or just word of mouth. And it kind of caught on after a while, and he sent in a demo to my radio station about a year ago, and he did 4 tracks on it, Try to Fight It, which is about alcohol addiction,
mm-hmm.
Something You Want to Hear, which was a kind of a song that was a pun but also quite depressing,
mm-hmm.
and Falling Faster. And 3 of those tracks, and another one called Break Even, but 3 of those tracks were instantly recognisable as their definitive sound. And I played one of them on radio in the morning, and the flood of text came through going, who are these people? Where are they from? Where can I hear them?
Right.
And I found him on Facebook, and I said, have you a recording deal? Have you ever played much live? And he was like, no, I usually just play in my trailer with my friends, and we record songs. And we met up last summer, and we met in the we picked the most randomest location. We picked an aquarium.
An aquarium? Really?
Yeah. We picked an aquarium, and we sat down and we talked, and I was like, you're in your early 20s. The musicians you're playing with are in your early 20s. You're from a small town in the west of Ireland. Like, you've played with some of the biggest names. Like, Subtrol have had dozens of UK top 5 albums and singles.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, does it not ever concern you that you've been playing with big names and have got exposure, but you still haven't gone anywhere with it? And he said that it's very hard for musicians to figure out how to get from just being a musician to getting into the business side of it, because they're usually so focused on their art and their craft and
mm-hmm.
honing their songwriting skills, they don't really know how to get their music from, in his case, his trailer, or from their own kitchen or from their own bedroom in many cases.
And actually get it, you know,
out there.
Cool. Okay, so you just saying a lot that he has a lot of songs, obviously.
50 tracks.
50 tracks.
He's written and recorded.
Now, are these tracks, are they available, you know, to hear, or are they still?
A lot of them we've taken in. What happened was, from then on, we met a person a few more times, and I said, would you consider going to Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
And we got a television film crew to make a documentary, both in Irish and English, a bilingual documentary about his life and about the band, or where they came from, and we shot it last December, and then we went to Los Angeles and recorded our lead single with Eddie Gallan, who's the guy who's famous for writing High School Musical
mm-hmm.
here.
Cool.
And he's 18 times multi-platinum producer. And we worked with him and Alex Nicephoro from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And we were compiling the songs, and they were building up. And after Los Angeles, I think it kind of opened Patrick's eyes, the lead singer, to how that there is a huge lot of potential here,
mm-hmm.
that we can actually make this into something significant. And from there, kind of free, like, when it got into kind of a free fall spiral, just the domino effect in spring, we rented out a house in a very large house in the country,
right.
in rural Ireland, turned into a recording studio. We've now got an in-house producer who lives there constantly, and they just keep on writing the songs. So a lot of the songs that were on his MySpace originally,
mm-hmm.
which was myspace.com/songwriter87,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the songs that were on that have been taken down, because we're reworking them.
Exactly.
But we do have 3 songs up on Breaking Tunes, and you can also find them on facebook.com/also known as, ALSONONAZ.
Looking at it and tell them one more time how to get this name right.
Also known as, it's essentially as if you're a 6-year-old child and you can't spell also known as. But a lot of the songs that were up have been taken down, especially the MySpace ones, because we want to keep everything just right and rework a lot of the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it'll come to a stage, we're working on it right now, where we'll have about 40 tracks.
Wow.
To a high standard, and we'll whittle them down to about 15. In the fall, we call it autumn, we call it fall.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
And we've done one music video already,
mm-hmm.
For the single we did in Los Angeles called Something Missing in Your Eyes.
Really? Okay, now hold on, before we get into the video, let's, you talked about a little bit about your connection. So basically, Patrick is the lead singer,
mm-hmm.
right? You saw, you know, the potential in him.
Mm-hmm.
What actually happened to where, you know, you're their manager now. So like, what was it that, even though you saw the potential and then he saw you, you know, I guess what you could do for him, like, how do y'all, you know, make that connection, like, okay, you're going to be my manager, I'm going to be your manager, you know, you're going to be, so how did that actually...
How did the steps come?
Yeah, how did that...
It was kind of getting to the stage where, I was distributing his music to different
mm-hmm.
radio stations. That I was friendly with.
Yeah.
And they kept on asking, can we speak to his management? I kept on giving them his cell phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't used to it. He didn't like it. And he said, could you just handle the phone calls and emails for me? I said, no problem. And then when the band became a unit, the 5 members, there was just too much to handle. And then we got on board a woman called Trina Deignan.
Okay.
Who was very, very, very... respected woman in to do with gigging and promotions and live concerts in the west of Ireland, and she's a company called Bio Bin,
mm-hmm.
and she came on board as well. And between the two of us, we decided to really take this to the next level, because when we spoke to people in the industry and we sent off some of the tracks to people in radio stations, they said these are the next Coldplay. And why haven't they been discovered?
Wow.
And it kind of clicked. I was like, if we don't do something now, then they might never get the chance to get exposure, and they might still be like playing small bars in the very west of Ireland, and they never get the chance to be in Los Angeles or be in France.
Wow.
And it's like, it's kind of, it comes back to, you know, that innate desire that when you have dreams as a child,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes you don't know how to really make them happen.
Exactly.
When I was in a band for 2 years and I was small and I was terrible.
Oh no. Yeah, I was too. I tried my little group thing with me and my cousin, it didn't work out. You know, you see me hosting now, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't work out. But okay, so let's actually talk about the members of Also Known As. So who are there? Five members,
one girl.
What are their names? One girl, that's very cool. What are their names, and what, I guess, are their positions, or
mm-hmm.
what roles do they play in the band?
Patrick Sheehy is the lead singer,
mm-hmm.
Early 20s, and he writes the majority of the songs with the lead guitarist called Paul Flannery,
mm-hmm.
Who's got longish hair and is quite a, he's kind of the Joker. And the humorous one, like when we were doing our music video, he would constantly do impersonations
uh-huh.
Of famous people, and make the director, who was trying to be really serious and really focused, he kept making the director laugh, and the film crew would start laughing.
Really?
So it would take forever to get anywhere, but whenever there was tension, Paul would always diffuse it with a very funny joke. Sirica is the Irish, the Gaelic word for the Sarah, so her name is Sarah Durham, but we call her Sirica Durham.
Wow.
And she's the pianist, and then there's Evan Hadnett, who's
mm-hmm.
the drummer, who's actually deferring college September to focus on the music completely. He's going to defer his year from college to focus entirely on the album and
wow.
game and promotions for the band. It's we talked to him about it, and we're like, are you sure you want to do this? And he's like, that this chance will only come around once in a lifetime, and in 5 years' time, I'll have my degree anyway. And I look back and think, well, what could have been? Like, what if
mm-hmm.
I? What if I hadn't? And then there's Tom Kavanagh, who's also the new guitarist who we brought in. He's a very accomplished individual musician.
Uh-huh.
So between the five of them, a very natural chemistry and a great dynamic, and songs come out of nowhere. I get an email at 4 o'clock in the morning and a text, and be like, just turn the song written.
Right. You know, but like, what's amazing to me is this how. They just all came, you know, just started doing songs in like a caravan.
Yeah.
You know, just started creating. Wow. So let's talk about their sound. What type of sound do they have? Like, do they have a pop, or do they have
indie rock?
I
think indie rock would be the best way to describe it. The bands there, I suppose, for an American market, One Republic and Ryan Tedder,
mm-hmm.
Have been the band they've been most compared to by people over here. In the UK, Coldplay and Snow Patrol, and also The Script and a little bit of U2. They have a very individual sound that kind of separates them from other bands, but still allows them to be
right.
able to create their own little niche, but still be accessible,
mm-hmm.
Which makes it a lot easier for us.
And
they have a very, it's kind of a pop, edgy, indie rock sound, and it's very easy to listen to, which means that people of all ages enjoy their gigs, especially their live concerts, and that's why we sell out, because people enjoy coming.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, people don't stand up usually at the gigs. There's not a lot of pressure. It's not like heavy rock, heavy metal,
yeah.
but it's not kind of soft, cheesy either.
Right.
The songs challenge you, the lyrics challenge you, and they evoke emotions, because a lot of them deal with issues such as alcohol, addiction, heartbreak. And you know, something we can all relate to.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask you. I was gonna ask you, you know, about, you know, their audience, and also about their lyrics. So you just said that basically their audience is anybody, basically,
mm-hmm.
you know, could feel, also known as, you know, I suppose their lyrics, they're singing about, just like you said, you know, heartbreaks and just everyday life. That's amazing. So, Z Fly's a little buddy right here. So look, let me ask you this. So how, like whenever they're on stage, you know, I'm pretty sure now, you know, they're probably used to it, but like their first time, you know, I guess in front of a crowd, how was it for them? You know, was it nervousness, or just, you know, how was their adrenaline? How was it for them?
But Patrick is very, very shy.
Really?
And the The irony is that when he goes on stage, he just closes his eyes. He doesn't see anyone.
I've asked him to do that.
He closes his eyes and he thinks as if there's no one there, and that's what works, the connection.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a lot of nerves, and they're perfecting their gigging. And mm-hmm. the touring aspect is hilarious because having to move so much equipment constantly, and with five band members, there's a lot of empty cigarette packets and orange juice cartons and things like that. But they've definitely come a long way from where they started. But with an industry like music and in the media like yourself, there's you can never say I'm perfect. You can never say
right.
I'm finished.
Right. How would you think that also known as how would you think that they describe or how do you think they would define success? Success.
Oh, success.
Yeah.
I think for them, success would be to come to a country like North America, which
yeah.
hopefully we'll be coming to in 2012. To come to a country where no one really knows us,
mm-hmm.
and to leave it with people remembering the name and remembering the lyrics.
Exactly.
And to leave an impact on just ordinary people in everyday life. Success can be measured in different ways.
Sure.
And for a lot of people nowadays, it's financial success, and it's what you see in glossy magazines and what you see in tabloid papers.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for them, what still gets them buzzing and what still means a lot to them is when they play a gig and people sing the lyrics and
mm-hmm.
know the words and feel the words. And that alone, I think, for them, success. Whether it's 150,000 people in arenas or whether it's a small, tiny little venue that's in the back of a bar in the middle of nowhere, I think
mm-hmm.
just people singing the words and loving the words and appreciating them and understanding where they're coming from
right.
is success.
So now, let me ask you this. So, so by them coming to, North America and over here, y'all know how we can be, we get stuck on one thing. Do you think that, like since their music is very unique and very new, something fresh, do you feel that maybe it will be a challenge here in the you do?
I think it's going to be very hard. We even see it with Adele
mm-hmm.
recently coming from nothing in the UK and being an online success. And the challenge that faces us in America is that it's very image driven here.
Yeah.
Like if you have Britney Spears wearing very little clothing, jumping around the stage with lots of semi-topless dancers,
mm-hmm.
That's very eye-catching and very entertaining. And then to compare that to a band who are wearing all their clothes
yeah.
and are playing real instruments. So it's going to be hard to... The dream for European artists is to crack America. It's always been the dream. There's no point avoiding it. Like when Green Day came to the UK and
right.
the album went number one with American Idiot, Billy Joe Armstrong was on British television and he said to her, he's like, this is the dream for every American band, to crack Europe, and for us to crack America is the ultimate dream.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna be hard, but then if something is easy in life, then it's not rewarding.
Right. That's true. So who are some of the people that they work with as far as producers? Like who helped put their music together, or not the music, but like is there anybody that they're working with?
They're working with a guy called Ben Moriarty, who's our in-house producer now, who's a young Irish guy who's worked with a lot of local Irish indie bands, and he's kind of feeling his way, but we've also worked with Alwyn John Walker,
mm-hmm.
Who owns a very large studios in Dublin, where the likes of U2 and the Cranberries, Van Morrison, Eric Clapton have all worked, and Alwyn has been a kind of, I suppose, a Yoda figure
mm-hmm.
In many respects. And then in America we have worked with Eddie Galan and Alex Sefero, and we also have another producer over here called Daniel Gray, who's based in New York, who's also a very progressive producer. But for the album especially, we're going to stick with Ben, because the continuity is important, the same kind of sound.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in talks with Tim Palmer, the producer of the Goo Goo Dolls, because their sound is very similar to the sound that we're going for. So maybe we're kind of looking at when the album is done in its rough stage, that maybe we're looking at getting Tim involved to mix it towards the end, to kind of put that almost kind of that shine, that gloss, that kind of Goo Goo Dolls sound.
Yeah, that'd be hot. That'd be cool. So now, for the fans, what would be an interesting fact about Also Known As? What's something interesting?
Mm.
Oh, you know!
there are a lot of interesting facts.
Oh, really? Give us one specific.
I think an extremely interesting fact would be that when they hired a car to go to their first music video shoot. It was an Opel Insignia, which is a German car, and only one of them was over 25 at the time, and he was the only one who was allowed to drive the car.
Really?
But everyone else drove the car, including myself.
Okay, we're gonna edit that out. If I was like, that's cool. Okay, so now real quick, let's get back into the music. So you said you're coming up with a music video. So what's coming up with Also Known As in the future?
We're playing a gig in our capital city in Dublin,
mm-hmm.
And we're going to also be moving to the UK for the around Christmas time. To play a few gigs over there, and we're also doing a live DVD and also an in-house studio DVD,
okay.
Which are going to be boxed together. So we're going to keep on working on the album, keep on whittling the tracks down until we get like 40 or so strong ones, and then pick the 15 best and pick 4 or 5 singles. We've already have the one from Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
and we have the video done for that. So it's going to be 4 or 5 more singles and 4 or 5 more music videos, and then release them with the album in spring, and the live DVD, which will incorporate the behind the scenes of how the album was made, and also the live show.
Right.
So the fans will get to see where the album came from, and how it came together. They'll have the music videos, and also have a live concert. And the aim will be to, as a small independent record label with Cole, the struggle is that you're always going to be facing the big four of Universal, Sony,
yeah.
Warner, and the other one. Is it EMI maybe or something?
EMI. Yeah, that's it.
So it's going to be a challenge, but from here on in, it's going to be more fun, because I think with the music videos that we do, there's kind of the same kind of thread,
mm-hmm.
just like to tap into the state of Europe right now, the economic state of Europe, which is we're in recession.
Yeah.
Like you guys know here as well.
Dang, what are you trying to say? What are you trying to say? Obama said we are coming up.
Yes, we can.
Here's Roger. Look, real quick, just let everybody know. I'm gonna ask you. They're from now. Are they all from Dingles? Dingles is a township in Ireland, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they're all from Dingles, mm-hmm. and they all met. So just like you said earlier, they all kind of met, I guess, in their teens or early.
They're all kind of childhood friends.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. So also now, everybody, be sure that you do check out Also Known As, because they are very hot. I've heard a few samples of them. You don't want to miss it. So tell people, where can they find or hear, listen to some of their music or see some of their
exactly. If you YouTube Also Known As, AlsoNonaz, the channel will come up, and there's actually a few clips from some of the live shows, and also on facebook.com/AlsoKnownAs, and it. BreakingTunes.com/AlsoKnownAs has 3 of the new tracks that will be on the album released in spring, so you get a little glimpse of where we're going from there. And also Balcony TV Europe, if you check the charts and Google, our Google search Also Known As with Balcony TV Brighton in the UK, you get to see a live clip, and we regularly keep everything updated from there, so hopefully we'll see a larger American fan base, and hopefully we'll be able to come over here, and in time anything is possible.
Exactly. So everybody, be sure to promote. Get out of your one track mind. It's Also Known As, it's very good. They're very unique. You know, America, we gotta embrace people. You know what I'm saying? We can't just be about America, okay? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So everybody, this has been a web review. You kept it real hot and fresh with James
Thank
Mahan,
so
manager of Also Known As. Am I saying it right?
You're perfect.
I said it good. And I said his last name right. So everybody, keep it hot, keep it loud. You know how it is every day, all day, every day. Your boy Z-Fly. Peace.
That's right, everybody. So everybody, so what I'm going to do is, you know what, we got to pay those bills. So I'm going to go ahead and pay the bills right quick. And then I'm going to play a song from Also Known As. You don't want to miss this song. It's going to be really nice. And, you know, I can't wait. So this is going to be a first message on my show from Also Known As. This song is coming up next after we pay these bills, okay? So here we go.
We love dogs and cats. You probably do too. But did you know that some people treat their animals like dirt?
Huh?
hard to believe it, but animals are starved, beaten, kicked, and killed by jerks who shouldn't get away with it.
But they often do get away with it.
In far too many cases, someone knew about the abuse but didn't say anything. Pedophiles are filled with terrible stories of dogs and cats who died because no one took action. The animals can't call the cops or the Humane Society.
We have to be their voices.
So if you see someone hurting or neglecting an animal, or even if you just suspect something, don't turn away. Call your local Humane Authorities or police department right away. You probably won't even have to give your name.
Most law enforcement officials will accept anonymous tips.
Your phone call may save an animal's life.
The Donnas and PETA thank you.
For more information on how you can help, please visit PETA2.com. That's PETA, the number 2.com, or call 757-622-PETA. Again, that number is 757-622-PETA.
What's good? What's good? You're rocking it out with your boy Z to the FLY. Every Monday night, SSDN, Real Hot Fresh Show is where it's at. So you, if you're just now tuning in, you're late, okay? If you're just now tuning in, you missed an amazing interview with James Mahan. He is the manager of Iris Fan, also known as. So if you have been tuning in, I hope you really enjoyed the interview because I know I did. So everybody, so now I want to give you some music from the group. You heard the interview from the manager. He boosted them up. So now I'm pretty sure you're wondering what exactly is this Iris Band all about. So everybody, be sure to also make sure you do go to YouTube and look up also known as spelled A-L-S-O-N-O-N-A-Z as in zebra, and look at all of their, everything that they've been doing, performing in live venues and all this. So make sure you definitely go check that out on YouTube. But I have a treat for you right now. I have also known that this is Something Missing in Your Eyes by the Iris Band. I hope you enjoy it and you're keeping it real hot and freaky, freaky fresh.
A little love.
That's what's up, everybody. That is also known as the something missing in your eyes. All right, so you know, everybody, I want you to make sure that you do stick around. The show ain't over yet. We still got 12 minutes, okay? So you don't you dare even think about turning off the internet yet, okay? Because for one thing, I got 10 ways you know your ghetto still coming up. But before I get into that and I close down the show, we're going to get into some TLC. They're going to tell all you girls about how you don't need to mess with no more scrubs, all right? TLC. What's up? All right, y'all. Everybody, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the show tonight. You know what I'm saying? You've been rocking out with your boy Z-Fly. Y'all are like my favorite co-hosts, you know what I'm saying? Can't get any better than y'all. Everybody, be sure to tune in next week to the show because I do have some more special guests. I'm telling you, August is all about special guests. Next week, I have the featured artist that was supposed to be here the first of the month. You know, so he's actually going to be here tomorrow. I'm going to hear his music and see what he's all about. And I'm really going to see what's going on with him. He's so young with so many, you know, controversial lyrics. So we're going to talk to him next week. And also, I have one third of the female Michael Jackson impersonators in the United States. She's going to be here on my show. It's going to be great. So make sure you don't miss it, all right? Also, be sure to go out. I want to thank my very special guest tonight, James Mahon, also known as Van. Everybody, be sure to also go out and just support, also known as go to YouTube, like all their pages, go to the Facebook. Really, you know, so just really get in tune with everything. You know what I'm saying? But everybody's trying to go. It's time for me to go for another week. I'm about to close this thing out with 10 ways you know you ghetto. And I'm going to talk to y'all crazy rock stars next week, all right? All right, y'all, number 10. 10 ways you know you ghetto. Number 10, you know you ghetto if you wash dishes with a bunch of paper towels. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now see, now that's crazy, because now you're wondering why you got all these, you know, these bare paper towels everywhere. All you clogging up your sink. You know what I mean? You don't even need a stopper for the sink. You got paper towels, so you just crazy. Number nine. You know you get it everywhere you go. You stop up the toilet. Nasty. Number 8. You know you ghetto if you got all D's on your report card, but you got a high score of 500,000. On a Wii game. Okay. Some priorities. And it's a sad time too, you know, when our kids go through stuff like that. Number 7, you know you ghetto if you so black you look blue and you wearing a bright yellow shirt. I hate to see people like that. You're so dark. Light colors don't work on dark people. I mean, I know you're trying to fit in, but it ain't working. You just look like a mess. You look like the black part on a banana. Number 6. Why you in church stealing money out of the offering plate to buy yourself a black and mild afterwards? Number 5, you know you ghetto if you only clean your dishes when it's time to eat, okay? You know, you got a sink full of dishes, but you ain't gonna clean them. And then what's so sad about it, you don't really wash all the dishes when it's time to eat. You might just wash a plate and a fork. That's something you need. Y'all so ghetto. Number 4, why your mama got 4 different type of weave in her head? You know, she got like an Indian hair over here. She got some yarn over here. She got the, like, you know, the horse hair back here. I mean, she's got 4 different types in her head. And I tell you why, because she ain't buying all the packs. She's using like leftover stuff from everybody else. Number 3, you know you ghetto if you walking around sagging with stains visible on your underwear. Men are nasty. I've seen it. I think guys be sagging the pants so low and you can see a little brown stuff. Yeah, you can't help but see it. Don't try to play me. Number 2, you know you ghetto when you got corns on your feet the size of rocks because you trying to wear them tight shoes to look cute. Y'all go home. Y'all hurting, your feet hurting, you're trying to walk pigeon toe, you look a mess. Y'all need to stop all that for real, for it is not looking pretty at all. And number 1, y'all, for tonight is, you know you ghetto when you and your whole family go to church in a uniform. Now it's, I mean, I heard of going to school in uniform, but the church, really? Well, I mean, well, y'all got to be dressed alike, you know, to get into the house of the Lord. Wow. Anyway, everybody, I'm so glad you tuned in tonight. Thank you so much for listening tonight. Next week, more guests, more hotness, more freshness, and more realness from your boy, Z-Fly. All right, y'all, this is what it is, what it ain't. And remember, oh my God, I forgot to tell you. Next week, I am doing a $100 cash giveaway. That's right. The answer, okay, I have a question, though. The question is, how many hits? Hold on, let me talk the music for this. Everybody, make sure y'all hear it. Okay? I'm going to talk the music for this one. Now, listen, I'm doing a $100 cash giveaway next week, okay? $100 cash giveaway next week. The question to win this $100 is, how many #1 hits did Michael Jackson have on the Billboard charts as a solo artist? Okay? Really easy question, right? I mean, you can definitely find the answer. So to win $100 cash, hard cash now, answer the question, which is, how many #1 hits did Michael Jackson have on the Billboard charts as a solo artist? Okay? The first person who calls in to get it right gets $100 cash. It's that easy. I'm keeping it real. I'm keeping it hot. I'm keeping it fresh. And I'm giving you money to keep in your pockets. Also, I want to also send a big shout out to the winner of the Metro Card, weekly Metro Card, B Fortune. She won it. Make sure to go to the Facebook, you'll see that. And also of the Midnight Cry ticket, it was Sequoia Jones. She won those tickets. She will be going to Harlem on September 3rd to see Midnight Cry, the gospel play. I'm telling y'all, look, I'll give away free stuff. All that y'all gotta do is tune in, listen, and call in to win it. Are you serious? Is that easy? Everybody, love y'all. Mean it. I'm out of here. to close the show out, let's hear some more hot music from the Irish band of tonight, also known as. And I will talk to y'all next week, y'all. Peace, love, and Heracles. Yeah.